Farmers in Europe have benefited more than anyone from the generosity of the European taxpayer. 40% of the entire budget for the EU is spent each year on subsidies through the Common Agricultural Policy. I asked Sean Rickards, a senior lecturer in agricultural economics at Cranfield School of Management in the UK, whether subsidies were partly to blame for the degradation of European soil.
Well, it's undoubtedly the case that production subsidies have resulted in some areas of land being farmed in unsuitable ways. For example, we have seen the area of cereals land in Europe increase and move on to steeply sloping land, for example, where we've had problems of a runoff of pollutants and indeed soil erosion. But my main charge against subsidies is that they have encouraged, left in the industry, rather less efficient, rather poor farmers. And in my experience, when we have these sort of environmental problems, they are always, or very largely, the fault of bad farming practices.
Do you think that the changes which have been made to the Common Agricultural Policy to emphasize good agricultural and environmental conditions will help?
Well, the essence of the recent reform of the Common Agricultural Policy is to separate the subsidy which is paid to the farm from what it grows. Indeed, a farm no longer needs to grow anything in order to claim its subsidy. And I would guess that at the margin this is going to discourage the growing of crops on unsuitable areas of land. But the subsidies will still be there, and to the extent that subsidies keep in the industry farmers who are perhaps not as good as they should be, who are perhaps prepared to take shortcuts and whose practices do lead to environmental damage, they'll still be there, and I think therefore a lot of environmental damage will still be there.
Sean Rickards, and don't forget you can get all